Marv, we're back with the Chancellor of UCSD. This is just a little bonus track. We've never done this before, but
this is like World Cup soccer where they have bonus minutes. I know in India, though, it's cricket, right?
It may be another long time before his schedule is so busy. This was like the one half day that he had available in the month of June. So what is a typical day in the life of the chancellor? I mean, you are a busy guy. How many hours do you sleep?
Typical day in the life of a chancellor, or at least this chancellor, starts at like 7:30 a.m., which is what I did this morning, and finishes around 9:30, 10, depending on how late people want to keep me.
Wow.
But try to take time for myself as part of my day-to-day living.
You incorporate it in them.
That's exactly right. So, for example, if I like to walk, then I would walk with people I like. I can get some work done in the meantime.
By the way, I saw you out at the Triton 5K.
Right, which I was walking.
Good for you.
From start to finish, but the shortcut. I went through...
You would know the shortcuts.
So. Yeah, right. I went through the wormhole. I didn't go through...
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, you know, we had Dr. Krista Roybal on. I mentioned her earlier, but she's a psychiatrist, and she says meditation is as little as 3 minutes a day can make a big impact in
absolutely. So I like to have take some quiet time, start of the day, middle of the day, and end of the day, just to unwind. Because one of the things I realized as I got older is I couldn't sleep as well, and then I realized that my brain wouldn't shut off.
Especially if you're accessing technology.
That's exactly right.
The computer keeps running.
Right. So I had to find a way to shut my brain off.
Don't we all? But while we have these few minutes, I mean, UCSD's had an incredible hit. I was thinking the other day, I mean, Scripps started in 1903, Oceanography.
Joe, I was looking at the guests that we've had on the show that have come out of UCSD. It's amazing how many.
Well, let's name a few.
Go ahead, name a few.
Irwin Jacobs, Krista Roybal,
We had the Oceanography guys on.
We had Jeff Severinghouse. Dan Kahan.
Right.
Yeah,
it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
Christopher Yanoff, yes. Reality Changers, UCSD
right.
grad.
Yes. So Scripps emerged in 1903 and then took all the way till 1960, till the university was founded. And give us a picture of the early days. How did they acquire the land, and was there much controversy getting it established?
You know, I wasn't around. I was around. I was born, but I was not here. but I tell you, I read this book, and I recommend it to everybody. It's called An Improbable Venture. And it's an amazing history from time to equal to zero to 10, 15 years ago, how UCSD was created. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, based on my reading, my understanding, the creation of UCSD was not an easy event. At different times in its creation, different people had different ideas. The community did not want it to be where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Revelle had a clear vision. The regents did not agree with that vision. And it goes on and on. Yeah. But I can tell you, Roger Revelle, his persistence and his vision basically...
Well, think about
saw
this.
The better,
it originally was UC La Jolla.
Yeah,
right, and it was, and the name changed.
Nobody could pronounce it from out of Southern California. So
there was some controversy as to why the UC La Jolla name did not stick, and the name changed to UC San Diego because I think, if I remember this right, because the extra land that was needed was given by the city of San Diego.
Right, exactly. San Diego gave a large block of land.
And in return, the name was going to be UC San Diego. And, you know, the creation of this university in La Jolla or in San Diego has had an impact on San Diego because some significantly racist and bigoted issues of that time would not have been dealt with if UC San Diego was not created.
Yeah. Right.
So,
well, thank God we made some progress, but you know, the struggle always goes on, and that's the nature of humanity. But Roger Revelle, here's a guy, you know, quiet little hamlet of Scripps Oceanography there. All of a sudden he gets this idea. He's director of Scripps, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he says, well, why not we have an entire university up here? He was a big guy, wasn't he? He was like 6'5" or something.
Yeah, that's what they tell me, right? But I think the original goal was to create a graduate-only institution so that there would be PhD students available to do the research instead of just staff members doing the research. And from there, once people bought that idea, the conversation became bigger And the notion of a university came about, as in a complete, a full-service university like we are right now.
I can only analogize. When I moved out here in 77, you know, UTC was just grass and fields.
It was also called North City West.
North City West, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's San Diego now.
Next thing you know, these buildings exploded. Right. I remember that I had a favorite restaurant once on a sports arena. I used to go there and get pancakes. And one day I show up and it's a blank, it's a parking lot. I go, you know, it's like a Rod Serling movie. But I guess the antithesis was the explosion of UCSD. And there is so much going on that campus. I mean, is there any more room for building?
Actually, you know, one can never say no. It all depends on why we want to build and what the opportunity is. And, you know, we just finished a year-long strategic planning process. And I can tell you there's a lot of excitement on campus. I, as chancellor, am extremely excited about the future that we have defined for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this was defined with input from 10,000 people, the faculty, the staff, the alumni, the community. Everybody was involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think going forward, you will see that we have a need for more infrastructure. Mm-hmm. As in both physical infrastructure and people infrastructures, there will be expansion. But this expansion may not be supported only by state funds, because as you can see, the state is limiting its funding of expansion. So we would have to go out and fund the expansion.
My favorite aspect of being on campus, which I am from time to time because of the show, because of running races or whatever, it's one of the most diverse places, I think, in San Diego County to be.
You know, I think it is diverse, but if you talk to people both within and outside and use standard forms of definition of diversity, people will say that we are not as diverse as we should be.
Interesting.
Right?
Because it feels very diverse.
Yeah.
You meet, the conversations you have.
Right. I think it is diverse along many axes, but I think what we need to be is we need to keep on working on being a more inclusive place every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could be more inclusive. I think everybody needs to be more inclusive and not be elitist. So
no.
I tell people we may be an elite institution, but we are not an elitist institution.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference between being elite and elitist.
But what you've accomplished in 50 years compared to the, you know, up against the Harvards and the Yales and the other institutions, I mean, it's amazing. You're in the top five as far as federal research grants.
Well, yeah, we are ranked number five. Tell you, so the only difference between us and these other institutions right now is their level of endowment. If we had an endowment like they do,
sure.
We would be way better. I mean, we are a scrappy place compared to them. We have a $600 million endowment, and they have like anywhere from $10 to $30 billion, yeah. Depending
but
on the place.
But I think as certain communities in San Diego mature, I mean, biotech and so on, I think those things will start to happen because people who came out of the UC San Diego environment who've been then successful in business. When you're only 50 years old, that's a very young institution compared to
it is extremely.
Harvard, for example, that's been around for centuries.
Right. Most of our alums, like more than, I think 60 or 70% of our alums are less than 40 years
right.
old.
Right.
So if you think about it, giving does not start
until in your mid-50s.
Right.
Yeah,
most of significant giving is in your mid-50s.
Right.
So we don't have a big population of alums in that age group. So,
right.
But I'm very bullish about the future of this place. And the strategic plan, I think, is going to put us on a great trajectory that I'm excited about.
I agree.
And some of the rankings, I mean, 40th in the world, you know, as far as, you know, I've seen this with the Higher Education World University rankings, you know, 11th in life sciences.
No, we are top 15 in the world. I don't know what ranking you're looking at.
Oh, I'm looking at
that. You should ask me.
Time check
education. With me before you say anything on the radio.
This is part of the bonus track, so.
But, you know,
can't take Joe anywhere.
First in social psychology, second in oceanography, third in international relations. I mean, to accomplish all these
Look,
things.
Our Department of Theater and Dance is ranked top three in the country, right? We are the only campus in the country with three Broadway quality playhouses and three Broadway quality music auditoriums within 100 yards of my office. Both of them are 200 yards,
wow.
right? La Jolla Playhouse and the Prebys Auditorium.
I saw the Jersey Boys there when it opened.
Right. So I think we are also like the top five most beautiful campuses. Our collection of public art is just mind-boggling. People don't even realize it's
public
art.
The things you see when you run a 5K through campus, I'm like, I didn't
right.
know that was there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Right?
It really
we
is.
Are, and I want to find a way for for this community to come and enjoy our campus more often and really appreciate what we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a lot of great activities and art and dance and everything going on campus. We invite everybody out there. Get on ucsd.edu and get onto the campus and see what's going on there. And thank you so much for being our guest. Pradeep, we'll have to do this again sometime.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Richard.
All right. Thanks. I know you have to go.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. Thanks so much for all your help.